First of all, I'd like to thank my fellow councillors, the township staff, and the residents of Inmates for their support. These last 8 months since I was appointed mayor have been a whirlwind, to say the least. Our first issue, of course, at the beginning of 2020 was the COVID-19 with all the challenges brought on by the pandemic. Our public restrooms at the township tourism center were used to capacity by the traveling public, and there seemed to be a lot of them this summer. We calculated some $22,000 worth of water and sewer used by the traveling public. We had to up our game on keeping the washrooms clean, stocked, and repaired. Our parking lot was full before dawn and halfway through the night from May to November. We even had to bring in a couple of porta potties for a time. And I'd like to thank Mr. McKay for his prompt response to that dilemma. Of course, besides the pandemic, the township's entire administration staff had resigned, and our staff complement had to be rebuilt from the ground up. Fortunately, we were able to fill the positions with experienced employees, a lot of whom had worked previously for the municipality in one capacity or another. Most of them have a vested interest in the success of the community, as they are also longtime residents. Staff worked to capacity, not only on current issues, but a backlog of incomplete business as well. The new treasurer and financial staff completed the 2020 budget, which was approved by council. Now they're going to be working on the 2021 finances, including the budget and changing our utilities billing cycle from quarterly to monthly. Also at year end, we were fortunate enough to secure the services of a chief building official. So as soon as anyone wants to start getting at her, we will begin construction again. We didn't do much this year. We had a group come forward. They call themselves the Garden Gnomes. They are unidentified volunteers who were hard at work this summer beautifying our town with flowers in their planters, watering them as needed, and pulling the weeds. And this was all enhanced by the public works staff keeping the grass mowed and the overgrown brush and bushes trimmed. We received funding for new planters, which are already on hand. Just waiting for spring. We're looking forward to that. Our float plane in the Ignace Plaza looked beautiful after it received a paint job with the help of our summer students. And the pond in which it sits was finally filled with water. Come Christmas time, the illuminated snowflakes along the highway corridor all went up before Christmas. And as far as I can tell, they are all still functioning, thanks to the diligence and efforts of our public works management staff. Anyone who has been to the township office this last month of 2020 would have seen the holiday decorations put up by staff, both inside and out. This helped us all get into the spirit in spite of COVID-19. Even the resident walkers commented on the decorations, the sleigh, Santa, and thank you to Mr. Price for that. And one other good piece of news this year, we purchased a loader for the Public Works Department, and we are currently awaiting the delivery of a wing to add to the grader to solve the driveway blocking problem when our Public Works staff are out there snow plowing. And we're hoping that's going to help the residents a little bit during this winter as well. And looking forward to 2021.